Let's face it, when we take public transportation, the last thing we expect is for something to go wrong. We're usually tired from work and just want to get home, or maybe we're going to visit with friends and family. Nobody ever considers that they may be actually being stalked. And what if said stalker would stop at next to nothing when trying to get close to you? I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 3. Of the MCR podcast. This story takes place when I was around 16 or 17 years old. I lived with just my dad in a little apartment in a questionable area. It was the type of area you'd not want to be out and about when the sun goes down. Up until a certain time, like 10 or 11 p.m., there would be a cop or two in the area patrolling and making sure there were no gang-related activities going on. I had a job at a restaurant in the city, which was about a 30-minute car ride and an hour and a half train ride. The train was a couple of blocks away from the place, and since my dad was always too lazy or hungover to drive me, that was my main form of transportation. I went to work around 3 p.m. and would usually get home around 12 or 1 a.m., This was my schedule 4 days a week aside from having school. I would see a lot of familiar faces on the train because of this, but we never really made conversation with each other. Until one night when I got out of work late because some jerks wanted to sit in the restaurant past closing. Thanks to them, I missed my train. The next one wasn't scheduled to arrive for another hour, so having nowhere to go and no money for Lyft or Uber, I sat there waiting. No one was around me, so when this older man showed up, kind of staggering a bit, I assumed he was another drunken hobo in the city trying to catch a train to sleep in. Something about his face gave me deja vu, but I shrugged it off, thinking maybe I've just seen him on the train here and there. Much to my discomfort, he made his way over to me and started up a conversation. He wasn't slurring, but the way he was looking at me gave me goosebumps. He asked me why I was out there so late, all by myself. I had to reply as to not anger him. I mean, we were alone, and he was close enough to me to pull out a knife or something. Anyway, I told him I was waiting for the train, and he asked which one. Now, the train was color-coded with a strip at the top to indicate whether it goes to north, south, east, or west areas. I took blue, but I lied and said I took green. He looked at the schedule above the benches and saw that the green train was coming in 15 minutes, so he said he'd keep me company. For those extremely long 15 minutes, he asked me how long I had been working at So-So Restaurant. This made my blood run ice cold. I never told him where I worked. I just looked at him and very timidly answered, "For a year?" And he laughed. He said, "Wow, it's already been a whole year, huh?" At this point, my skin was itching out of anxiety, and as soon as the green train came, I knew I had no choice but to take it. I said goodbye to him and thanked him for the chat, hoping that would be the end of it. Nope. He suddenly told me that he took the green train too, so he followed me on and sat in the seat behind me. My mind was racing about whether he was going to try and do something to me like chloroform me or hurt me in some other way. But we rode the train in silence. I was trying to figure out how I was going to lose him. There weren't many people riding the train at that hour. Our car was empty, unfortunately. As the ride went on in menacing silence, I could feel him staring down the back of my head. I waited until we got to a stop where there was another person, and I was so relieved to see a woman sitting there. She wasn't boarding, so I immediately got off the train, and the man followed me, as expected. I took a seat on a bench next to hers, close enough for her to see and hear everything going on, hoping she would catch on. Due to my allergies, plus it being cold outside, I started sniffing. The man noticed this and asked if I was sick. I told him no, but he insisted on giving me these weird pills he had that were supposedly cold medicine. I declined in a louder voice, "Sorry, I don't accept pills from strangers." This prompted the lady to look at us, and I made eye contact with her. Oh, she knew now. Now this went on until a blue train came and the lady got up, giving me a look that told me to get on with her. So without explanation, I did. She waved me over to sit next to her, and when the man tried to follow, she said, "No, you go sit over there." and made him sit a couple of seats across from us. He chose the one where he could face us and stared at me the entire time. I was shaking and about to burst into tears. The woman leaned over and whispered to me that she had a pistol. I felt safer with her there. We whispered back and forth about what happened. I told her where I lived and how I was worried he would follow me home. She told me a friend of hers would be boarding the train soon, and when he did, she told me his name was Ray. Ray was filled in about everything and agreed to escort me home. She promised me that I could trust him. The two of them waited with me until I got to my stop. The man, still watching me, started to smile widely, resembling the Cheshire Cat. He shouted, "This is your place, right?" To which I didn't respond and just gave the woman a hug and thanked her. Ray and I hurriedly hopped off the train, and as I looked back, I saw that the woman had pulled out her pistol and told the man to sit back down, even blocking the exit with her body. I finally let myself cry in relief. Ray walked me home and tried to calm me down by telling me about his job and his family. After watching me get inside the gates of my apartment safely, I thanked him profusely for his help. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.